Welcome to the Sugar Switch podcast, featuring Kathy Orman, health coach and author of The Sugar Switch. This is the number one short, sweet, and to the point podcast all about sugar and your health. You'll discover how to kick the sugar, eliminate cravings for good, completely reverse pre-diabetes, increase your energy, and lose weight, look good, and feel great. As well, you'll be empowered to reduce your risk for serious health issues. And now, here's your host, Kathy Orman.
Hello and welcome. This is part two of a two-part mini-series all about having unstoppable energy. In part one, we talked about having unstoppable energy using food to fuel the cells of your body, where all physical energy starts. Part two literally takes unstoppable energy a step further. It's all about energy from physical exercise. Here's what this episode will cover. The common misconception about exercise. Stress and how it affects your energy. Exercise and stress. Eight other ways exercise increases your energy, and implementing the second part of your key to unstoppable energy in two easy steps. Then we'll talk about previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast that are related, and finally, we'll talk about what's coming up next on the Sugar Switch podcast. Let's start with the common misconception about exercise. There's a very common misconception about exercise, and that is, it takes energy to exercise, and that when you're finished exercising, you will be even more tired. The reality is exactly the opposite. Yes, you need some energy to do the exercise, yet exercising gets your blood flowing and actually gives you more energy. Let's take a slight detour and talk about stress and how it affects your energy. There are several ways that stress affects your body and your energy level. Continuous stress zaps your energy, leaving you tired all the time, both mentally and physically. It can even leave you feeling older than your true age. Stress can lower your immune system, reducing your energy and leaving you prone to health issues. Stress can increase blood pressure and cause heart issues. Stress can cause you to clench your teeth. Over time, continuous clenching can lead to dental issues that can be both painful and expensive to remedy. Stress is one of the biggest drivers of consuming comfort foods and sugar, which can cause all manner of health issues, including perpetual physical stress, premature aging, inflammation, prediabetes, diabetes, kidney issues, fatty liver, brain health issues, joint pain, and more. Stress can cause insomnia, stopping you from getting the good quality sleep your body requires. If your body's not able to heal and regenerate every night, it can lower your immune system and even speed up the aging process. Research is showing that stress can actually cause physical damage to the DNA in your cells. Stress affects brain health, including cognitive brain functioning. Ongoing research is indicating that high levels of stress are linked to Alzheimer's disease. Another big issue with stress is that it impacts the hormone levels in your body, such as cortisol, one of the fight-or-flight hormones. When you have high levels of cortisol continuously, your body is always in a state of heightened alert or anxiety, which keeps you physically stressed and causes endless cravings for sugar or comfort foods. Speaking of stress, I am so excited about the next episode series on the Sugar Switch podcast. I'll tell you more about it before the end of this episode. Let's talk about exercise and stress. Exercise reduces stress. Since stress steals your energy, when you reduce your stress level, you will automatically be increasing your energy level. Here are three main ways that exercise increases energy by reducing stress. Number one, exercise flushes the cortisol out of your system. Remember that cortisol is one of the fight-or-flight hormones produced by stress. Exercise causes the blood to circulate more quickly, moving the cortisol to your kidneys and flushing it out of your body. This reduces the physical stress level within your body and increases your energy level. Number two, exercise also reduces stress by having a direct impact on your brain. During exercise, your brain naturally releases feel-good hormones, endorphins, relieving stress, reducing depression and anxiety, and helping you to think more clearly and positively. Number three, exercise can also help you release repressed or bottled up tension. Reducing tension allows relaxation, and all systems in your body are able to work more efficiently, which gives you more positive energy. There are eight other ways exercise increases your energy. Number one, Exercise increases your overall physical health, giving you energy. Exercise improves your overall fitness level, strengthens your bones, increases your muscle tone, muscle power, and endurance, improves your balance, which can help you stay active as well as preventing falls. Number 2, exercise stabilizes blood sugar levels, which increases your energy level. Here are 4 major benefits of exercise that relate to blood sugar balance. Exercise helps blood sugar control by improving your body's sensitivity to insulin, which means that the hormone insulin is able to work properly. When insulin works properly to keep blood sugar balanced, you will avoid the blood sugar roller coaster effect and all of the negative issues that go with it, including extreme fatigue, headaches, sudden hunger, brain fog, sugar cravings, and more. Exercise helps control weight, which is a risk factor for prediabetes and diabetes. Exercise can prevent or delay the onset of diabetes. Number 3, exercise can decrease chronic inflammation. Chronic inflammation zaps your energy and is the underlying cause of many health issues, including joint pain and heart disease. Inflammation is caused by oxidative stress, and exercise helps to reduce oxidative stress within your body. Exercise helps manage inflammatory conditions like arthritis. It strengthens the muscles, tendons, and ligaments surrounding your joints and helps you keep your joints moving. Number 4, exercise improves sleep. By having better sleep, you will be increasing your overall energy level and enabling your brain to revitalize itself. Exercising earlier in the day can help promote a good night's sleep. A note of caution, exercising too close to bedtime could leave you too energized to fall asleep. Here are some other reasons why good sleep is important. When you sleep, your body regenerates, heals, and resets its systems, basically getting ready for the next day. Quality sleep can help your body maintain a healthy immune system and lower your risk for developing chronic illnesses. Getting enough sleep is important for brain function, learning, memory, and making good decisions. Mood and emotional health are positively affected by adequate sleep. Reaction time improves when you're well rested, a safety factor in driving. Number 5, exercise helps strengthen your lungs and respiratory system, which improves the circulation of your blood. This is important because all the nutrients are transported to your cells, tissues, and organs through your blood. Increased blood circulation gives all of your cells more nutrients and helps your body to heal whatever needs healing. Number 6, exercise increases the oxygen level in your blood. A higher level of oxygen in the blood means that more nutrients are getting to all your cells, which are the basis of your health and energy. Number 7, exercise increases immune system functioning to help you fight infections, colds, and flu. Number 8, exercise helps maintain healthy digestion and waste removal through the digestive tract. Poor digestion steals your physical energy, whereas healthy digestion will give you more energy. Let's talk about implementing the second part of your key to unstoppable energy in 2 easy steps. Here's what you can do in 2 easy steps. Number 1, make exercise a part of your daily plan so that you're getting enough consistent, moderate exercise. It needs to be exercise that you enjoy doing. If you don't enjoy it, you won't keep doing it. It doesn't have to be a gym membership. It can be as simple as walking, which requires no special equipment, only proper clothing for weather and conditions. Number 2, repeat consistently to make it a healthy habit. The recommended amount of exercise for adults is 150 minutes per week. It's easy to break that down into 5 sessions of 30 minutes each every week. Let's talk about previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast that are related. TSSP022, Exercise, Your Brain and Sugar. TSSP025, Sugar and Aging, Part 3, Lifestyle Impact. TSSP026, Enjoy Christmas Part 1, Stay Energetic and Vibrant. TSSP063, Sugar and Inflammation Part 1, Inflammation. Let's talk about what's coming up on the Sugar Switch podcast. I'm super excited to tell you what's coming up next on the Sugar Switch podcast. We have a new series starting next week. That's January 1st, 2020. We're starting off the new year and a new decade with a terrific informative series of episodes all about the stress-sugar connection. I will have a special guest with me in my virtual studio, and each of the 3 episodes will zero in on a different aspect of the connection between stress and sugar. January 1st, 2020 will be the Stress-Sugar Connection Part 1, The Science. This will be a series you won't want to miss. I can hardly wait for next week. I'm so excited. Here's the 1 minute recap. Here's what we talked about today. The common misconception about exercise. We talked about stress and how it affects your energy. We talked about exercise and stress, including three main ways exercise increases energy by reducing stress. Then we talked about eight other ways exercise increases your energy. Then we got into two easy steps to implement the second part of your key to unstoppable energy. Then we talked about previous episodes of the Sugar Switch podcast, which are related. Finally, we talked about the upcoming episode series about the stress-sugar connection starting next week, featuring a special guest. Here's the bottom line. Vigorous health and unstoppable energy are really important. Without good health, you won't have any energy. And without energy, you won't be able to play life full out and do everything you want to do. The two parts of your key to unstoppable energy are, 1, the food you eat consistently every day to feed your body physically from the cellular level up. And number 2, the consistent moderate exercise you get on a daily basis that has many benefits, such as reducing energy-stealing stress and strengthening your health on a physical, mental, and emotional level. If you're fed up with having low energy and you are ready to switch things up so you can play full out in your life, book your switch session now. Go to connectwithkathy.as.me. The Sugar Switch podcast is the number one short, sweet, and to-the-point podcast program that has a switch in perspective on sugar, nutrition, and your health. You will find all of our episodes on our podcast website, thesugarswitchpodcast.com, and you will also find us on Apple Podcasts, TuneIn, Stitcher, Spotify, Blueberry, Google Podcasts, and on Android. Be sure to tune in every week for more great information. And don't forget that next week we have a brand new terrific series starting, The Stress-Sugar Connection Part 1, The Science. Mark it on your calendar. Be sure to tune in. It's going to be a great series. You'll definitely want to be there for this series. And be sure to tell everyone you know so they can get in on the great information that my special guests will share on this new series. And we'd love it if you would take just a moment and leave our program a review on whatever platform you listen from. Thank you so much in advance. Until next time, go on out there and live the sweet life without sugar. Bye for now.
Thank you for joining Kathy on the Sugar Switch podcast. If you would like to be free of sugar and relentless cravings, increase your energy all day, every day, reverse pre-diabetes, and totally avoid serious health issues like diabetes, inflammation, and heart and stroke issues, Kathy Orman would love to connect with you. Find out how the Sugar Switch system can help you be the healthiest you can be. Contact Kathy Orman at www.thesugarswitchpodcast.com. Tune in next week for more great info on the Sugar Switch podcast. And we'd love it if you'd submit a review for the Sugar Switch podcast. Thanks for tuning in.